This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
Welcome, folks, to another exciting episode of Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Holper's Pest Control and Animal Solutions. I'm your host, Rich Horace, and today I have a very special guest joining us here. He's an expert in all things environmental and home improvement, the founder and CEO of Wellington Environmental Company, Mr. Tom Wellington. And Tom is here to really share a wealth of knowledge on creating healthier and more sustainable living environments pretty much for everybody. So whether you're looking to improve your indoor air quality, maybe tackle a healthier, safer home renovation, Tom is my go-to authority in that field, absolutely. Plus, don't forget my On the Road with Rich segment and my hack every week. You don't want to miss out on those. But for now, you're going to want to grab your beverage, get comfy in your favorite chair, and get ready to be inspired to make your home healthy and safe with our enlightening conversation with Tom Wellington. Thanks for joining us today, Tom. How are you doing today?
Rich, great. Thank you for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, this is definitely, something that is a great topic, great for people to learn and understand and think about, and hopefully hearing stuff like this, maybe some people out there will kind of, start to recognize their situation. Maybe we can help them out a little bit and, recognizing if they have, because a lot of people don't even know they have these issues.
Sure.
Going on, and it gets pretty bad before they even realize. But, for now, I'd kind of like to start on, your impressive background, education. And, how you got into the environmental world? I mean, can you just explain to us, everything you've been through?
Yeah, well, you probably don't want to know all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I started out as a college professor, actually, and wrote a business plan for somebody that was getting into the industrial insulation market. And he asked me to write his business plan, and I wrote it, and he presented it to Fred Weber, the highway company.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he got the money that night. And so he called me and he said, "This is unbelievable." He goes, "I know you like to go to school." He goes, "I'm going to send you to Georgia Tech to learn about environmental issues." So I was already teaching, and my last teaching gig was at Webster University. Oh, okay. And I thought, well, this is interesting. I get a chance to go to Georgia Tech. I love to go to school. And that's kind of how it fell in line. And so I went to work for him. We grew very fast. We had offices in Denver, Chicago. Actually, I ran Chicago for a while, Philadelphia, Springfield, Jefferson City. But I kind of wanted to come home. And so when I came home, I thought, I'm going to start this and do it a little bit different. And started 35 years ago. So Wellington Environmental's been around for 35 years. And I've hired a lot of people that are much, much smarter than I am. To do a lot of different things, just like Mosby, and you offer so many different things.
Oh, yeah.
You have experts that go out there and do things. I thought, I want a good, solid company that can offer a lot of services to people, but also show up on time on the day we say we're going to be there and also be insured. I think we've all run into the past where we have somebody come to our house to do a special task. They don't show up. We find out later they don't have insurance. I think it's more important, like Mosby, to have a big company, not necessarily that big's important, but showing up on time on the day, you know, your customer puts aside their time to be there, and all of a sudden it's so disappointing when somebody doesn't show up. And so that's so important for us. If we're 5 minutes late, we're calling the customer and telling them, hey, we're on our way. Something's happened, but we'll be there in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So the customer is so important no matter what business you're in. And I think we've worked with you for decades, and we both live by the same standards.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate that. And I also think that, you know, probably the two of the things that I learned over the past 20 something years from Scott Mosby was, you know, one, that I think most people have forgotten that this is a service industry. And I don't think that in what we do, you know, I think a lot of companies and people out there think they're servicing the client by doing work. And they're really not. That's just a piece of it, you know. And when you check into complaints or you have somebody complain, you know, 90% of the time it's they didn't show up, they weren't on time, they took too long. It has nothing to do with like, oh, but how's the kitchen look, or is your mold cleaned up? Yeah, no, they did great at that. And it's like, well, but they let them down in every other capacity. And definitely the second thing you'd kind of mentioned that I really learned from Scott is getting, you know, quality, qualified, smart people around you. You can't know everything, you know, about everything. You can know a little bit of a lot of things to be dangerous, but if you get the right people and smart people around you, you will seem like the smartest man on the planet, you know, and you're not. You just are good at knowing, you know, getting people in the right places and functions and things like that. And, you know, I've mentioned it before, you know, I said, you know, years ago, I would always say, man, if I could just clone myself, you know, and then I realized probably in the middle of COVID, I really, for the first time, sat down and thought, I don't need to clone me. What good would that do? You know, just a bunch of more stuff happening to what I do. I need to clone everyone around me. You know, if I can do that, if I can get all those smart people around me and clone them and twofold that, I would be so much better off than cloning me. What good is, you know?
That's true.
If I can do twice what I can, they can't help me on twice what I'm doing. So it is very important to get good, you know, educated, qualified people around you to do this.
Well, it's kind of like the Mayo Clinic, and their concept is somebody goes in there and they don't really know what the problem is, but they have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 doctors that all get together and discuss it. And we've kind of built something similar, not that we're that sophisticated, but we're unlike other environmental companies. In fact, you know, from me coming from a college professor background, I like to do research. I'm not somebody you want to take to a party to be fun. I'm more somebody you're going to put in a corner in a library. And we have been researching. For instance, we have, as you mentioned, when customers call and they want you there, it's because they have an issue and want somebody to solve the issue. And quite often, you know, I know we'll discuss mold, but I have people that are very, very sick. And sometimes they've been to multiple doctors. I had one lady that had green toes. And I mean, they were actually green, and she was crying. She called into the office and said, you know, I've got an issue. I've been to every doctor there is. They've given me anxiety medicine, things like that, thinking that maybe that was the issue. Nobody checked her house.
Yeah.
But when I went to her house, it was a condominium on the first floor. She was a heavy smoker. So nicotine is almost like glue on the carpet. You see the yellow on the walls and things like that, but nicotine on carpet almost turns into a glue. And she walked on that surface all day long without shoes on. And that slab underneath there was emitting moisture. We had all kinds of mold growing in that carpet. and her green toes were aspergillus. And it was unbelievable. She showed me stacks and lines of pharmaceuticals that she was taking from doctors that said, this is why you have green toes, when in actuality, we took out the carpet. We had somebody like Mosby come in and fix the moisture in the concrete. And the next thing you know, she's healed. So there's a lot of strange things. And luckily, with the research that we do on chemicals, especially in the mold industry, we can solve problems that would have cost in the past thousands and thousands of dollars, now can be done for a couple hundred. So there's some good solutions. So when you go to a contractor that had, like Mosby, that has a lot of people with different backgrounds there, and you all get together and discuss things and come up with a solution that's so much better than everybody else, and, you know, it solves that problem for the customer.
Yeah, and that's amazing with the doctor, you know, because, yeah, I mean, you could be at the doctor and they're like, oh, you just must be sensitive to mold or something. They give you all this allergy stuff. And your house is literally filled with mold, 3-4 times the amount of mold inside your house than there is outside. And you're not sensitive. You're just getting 4 times what the rest of the population's getting. You know, that's a great point. If no one asks about or checks that living condition, how would you ever know? You're treating a person and you don't know what's happening.
Well, even sometimes it's. I had one in Webster, beautiful house. And the lady was convinced that her sickness was due to mold in the house. And so when I went to, I took air samples in the house throughout. And I said, where are you normally when you're outside the house? And she had this beautiful little pond out there, a koi pond, and all kinds of rare vegetation growing around it. And she said, my husband and I sit out here in these Adirondack chairs and have a glass of wine at night. So I took my outside sample right there. And when the lab results came back, it wasn't the inside of her house.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was that rare vegetation that was outside that she's breathing in every night that really was causing her sickness. I've had that a couple times where it's either that or something rare. It may be even skin cells in the house. I had a beautiful condo in Town and Country, and the lady was sick, or someone in her family. Place was impeccable. I mean, we're talking about a multi-million-dollar condominium, and did the testing in her house and found out it was actually skin cells. Then, you know, we emit skin cells all the time.
Yeah.
But if we lose too many skin squams, then dust mites come. And so it starts a progression of, and then dust mites poop, and we're allergic to the poop from the dust mites. And so it was a whole different thing that caused the reaction. But sometimes just finding what people need because they're sick is an important task for us.
Yeah, no, I think that is, you know, really, really cool. And I was actually, talking about dust mites, I was doing a little research for my hack this episode. And I was looking at dust, you know, indoor air quality, stuff like that. You know, what do we need to do? And I did. I almost wanted to do this was it talked about washing your pillows. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, you can wash your sheets, your pillowcases, all this stuff, you know, even once a week, whatever, how often people do this, but no one washes their pillows. And I was like, oh, wow. And it talked about, you know, the dust mites and the skins and the things, you know, that get inside the pillowcase in the pillow. So you're leaving this dirty. So it recommended, you know, washing your pillows like every 3 months.
And the funny thing, too, is on that, which is excellent, you have to wash them in hot water because people think, well, I'm going to wash them in warm water. Well, warm water is like sending dust mites to Six Flags. They love it. It doesn't kill them. And so what we want to do is we want to use hot water, and that will kill them. And then the bedspreads, they think, well, I don't want to wash the bedspread or a blanket or a throw blanket. But if we put it in the clothes dryer and set it on hot for 10 minutes, it will kill the dust mites. So some little tricks, but I agree about the pillow.
Yeah, no, I thought I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to ask my wife. Like, she handles all this. I'm like, I don't know that she washes my pillows. Like, I got to find that out, you know? So there is some really interesting stuff like that. Let's just go over real quick, because we're getting close to break here. Like, what services does your company actually, you know, serve? What do you do for people other than just clean up mold?
Well, and we do a lot of commercial work. As you know, most of our work is commercial, but we have crews daily on residential. And for residential, it may be asbestos, could be mold, could be lead, could be even an underground storage tank. That's a lot of those we find in University City, Clayton, or the Central West End. And those are generally, and the indoor air quality issues are mostly what we do, as well as vermiculite. And we should probably talk about that later if we get a chance, because there's some secrets involved with dealing with vermiculite.
Yeah, for sure. I think definitely after the break, after my hack and everything, we'll get into some asbestos, you know, all of that stuff, because that is very concerning, you know, for everybody out there. So if people think they have stuff, if they've got something going on, how can they find you guys? How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, we're easy to get a hold of. In fact, I could never get Wellington as a website. So we use environmentalcare.com.
Oh, okay.
And our number locally is 314-644-4930.
Yeah, and so for Mosby, I mean, we correct these water issues, fix things like this, you know, with you guys all the time. They can find us at callmosby.com. Give us a call, 314-909-1800, and we can help solve all these issues. So we're going to jump into a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, here's Rich's right-at-home hack.
All right, guys, you heard the man. Time for Rich's right-at-home hack. And, you know, we were talking earlier with Tom Wellington here about, you know, dust mites. We kind of gave one up already about washing your pillows. But as I was looking at all this, dust and how to keep it out of your home, and, you know, one of the best ways they talk about to control dust is to put rugs at all your entry points. So looking at How do you get rid of dust off of your area rug? So really, this was amazing to me because I remember this from the good old days with like my mom and grandmas. Take them outside and beat them. They actually make rug beaters. They're usually made of like wicker or like a metal wire or plastic. And it just removes the dust really, really well. Hang it over a rail. I saw somebody on a video doing it with a golf club, like a 9-iron. They were recommending using that. But that is typically better than removing dust just with a vacuum cleaner. It actually gets more out. And I also saw a company out there in Illinois that literally has this service. They will take your rugs outside and do this. It's part of their cleaning company. So pretty amazing. Back to the good old days. Take your rugs outside, beat the dust off of them. I like to keep it super simple for you. Get that dust out of your house. Have some good indoor air quality. And so if you want to hear this hack or any of these hacks every week, remember, you can go to my social media, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Just search Rich Orris Mosby, and you can find them right there every single week. And before we get back into this, Tom, I do need to talk about Holper's Pest Control, because, I just had them at my house for termites, and they treated the whole house for termites, just like I'm having you guys out to my son's place to clean all his ductwork and everything out of, you know, his new townhouse, get it good and ready for him. So they took care of me. They can take care of you. They do everything. Termites, wildlife. We just had a great episode about that. Brown recluse, they are great at that. Bed bugs, they do that. Any type of rodents, anything you need, give them a call. You can contact Holper's 314-310-0338 or holperspest.com. So, Tom, let's get back at this and let's get into this asbestos stuff, because I think that, you know, there's so much with that people just really, you know, don't know, haven't heard. You know, the big thing with the insulation and everything, and I've been to people's houses where I've, you know, they're like, oh, I have these little pieces of stuff fall from, you know, the ductwork in the ceiling, you know, onto my floor. And I'm like, oh yeah, we should do something about that, you know, but they have no idea what it is. They just keep cleaning it up. So maybe we could start out with, can you just define, you know, what is asbestos for everybody?
Sure. No, asbestos is a naturally occurring mineral that comes out of the ground, and the most common type of asbestos found in the United States comes from Canada, which is chrysotile type of asbestos. The second most prevalent type is amosite, which comes from Africa. And then we have some others, like we'll talk about vermiculite, which is tremolite type of asbestos. So there's quite a few different types of asbestos, and everybody thinks, well, you know, being around asbestos, I don't feel anything going wrong with me, so I don't need to take any precautions. It's not like if you drink Clorox, you know you have a problem. With asbestos, there's a latent disease involved, and so it usually takes 10, 15, 20 years for asbestosis or mesothelioma, the types of cancer that develop. So we don't want to be around it when it's airborne. And so we have what's called friable asbestos, which means it simply can become airborne with simple hand pressure when it's dry. And we have non-friable asbestos, which a lot of our customers run into, which is floor tile, transite siding maybe. And then we have some unique miscellaneous materials like vermiculite, which is in attics normally. Looks like cat litter for most of us. If you look at it, it looks like cat litter. This has evolved over the last few years, that the EPA used to say, well, you would take a sample of the vermiculite and determine whether or not it had asbestos in it. Well, what they found out was the mine where they mined vermiculite was in Libby, Montana, and there were veins of tremolite type of asbestos that traveled through the mine. So no one knew which bags of the vermiculite, when they bagged it up, had that tremolite in them.
Oh, okay.
So then the EPA got a little stricter, and they said, well, we want three samples of the attic to determine if there's asbestos there or not. And then they stepped it up again, and they wanted a special type of analysis, transmission electron microscopy, which is a lot more expensive. And nowadays, even the county here says, if you have vermiculite, you should get rid of it.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean everybody has to get rid of it. But if you have an air handling unit that's based in the attic, we'd want to get rid of the vermiculite just so we didn't suck that in. Or if you have an active attic where you're storing things like that. And when we first started this 35 years ago, we used to hand vacuum and scoop out all the vermiculite, put it in bags and drag it through the house and get it out. Well, now we have sophisticated vacuums that sit outside the house, and we have a hose that goes in through one of the upper story windows into the attic. And so everything is this high powered vacuum system. Vacuums it directly out of the house. Nobody's walking through the house with vermiculite. It's very clean process, much, much faster. There's a secret involved with vermiculite, though. Most people don't know that when W.R. Grace closed that mine and declared bankruptcy, part of the settlement was they set aside billions of dollars in a trust fund. And we call it the Zonalite, ZAI trust fund. And if you have vermiculite, we take a sample of it. We send it to their lab. They test it for free. And they can determine whether or not it contains the type of asbestos that came out of that Libby mine. If it is, then they will pay you up to half the cost of removal and re-insulation, up to a cap of about $4,500. So, for instance, I just had one on Mardell in St. Louis. The price for removing the asbestos vermiculite plus, you know, we dispose it and all that too, but plus we re-insulated the attic with blown-in insulation, and their bill was $7,700 approximately. Well, they're going to get half of that back from the trust fund. So
that's great.
It's really a nice thing to know about. Most realtors don't even know about it. So we go around, try to tell them about that. And it's a very clean system to get rid of that vermiculite.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's exactly what was, you know, falling out of the vent, you know, around the vent at my client's house. And I was like, oh, little rock things. Yeah, we should have that taken care of. And you guys came in and, you know, took care of that for them. So that's, you know, totally awesome. But are there, I guess what I would ask is, like, are there other, you know, telltale signs around the house that maybe you have something that has, you know, asbestos in it in your home?
Certainly. The floor tile, for instance, any floor tile that was installed before 1980. And now everybody says, well, if it's that 9-inch by 9-inch floor tile, the smaller, it's got it. About 95% of the time, that has asbestos in it, chrysotile type asbestos. Yeah. Plus the mastic, the black glue underneath it. But there are 12 by 12 floor tiles out there that also contain asbestos, or the mastic contains asbestos. The other thing we commonly see in a lot of houses is the asbestos tape that's on the exterior of ductwork on seams, things like that. So we see that quite often. We mostly don't recommend removal of that. Since it's on the outside of the ductwork, it's not in the air conveyance system, then we repair and encapsulate that. It's much cheaper, much faster. It's still safe. We consider it non-friable when it's finished. And, of course, we have pipe insulation and boiler insulation in the older homes. Here in Kirkwood, you know, we have some older homes. U-City and places like that, we'll find the boilers are still in existence, and they have asbestos on them. And the pipe insulation. So those are the most common ones that we find.
Yeah, yeah. And I did see not too long ago the pipe insulation, and maybe a few months ago, but it was actually kind of ripped and like hanging in one spot and everything. I was like, yeah, we should go back upstairs and you should make a phone call and, you know, have that, you know, removed, repaired, whatever they do to, you know, patch that thing up and, you know, because you don't want it, you know, loose and ripped like that.
That's right. That's when it's friable. And then we can breathe in those fibers.
Yeah. And, you know, quick story on, like, you know, going to the doctor and things like that. And, you know, it taking, you know, 10, 15, 20 years to even know about this stuff. I had some tests, oh, gosh, 10, 12, 13 years ago or something, and they found a spot on my lung. And they didn't know what it was. It was really small. And they said, we just need to monitor it, make sure nothing happens or whatever. And so I kept getting all these, you know, CAT scans. Like I did every 3 months for a year, every 6 months for like a couple years. And finally, you know, we were down to like every year. And one day it went away. And my doctor was all happy about it. And I was like, see, I'm not that happy. Like, what was that? You know, because I was literally thinking asbestos. I was like, oh, geez, I've been tearing up houses my whole life. You know, and I'm like, oh, this could not be good. So, and then when it went away, it's like, it made him really happy and comfortable. And I'm like, I just don't know that I'm that comfortable. You know, so yeah, waiting, you know, having this stuff and waiting 15, 20 years, you know, to know about it, you just wouldn't even know,
certainly,
you know, what's going on. So apparently I'm fine. After about 5 years, I went back to my doctor and said, can we do that scan again? You know, sure. And he's like, oh yeah, absolutely. We should, you know, and it's still gone. So I'm like, okay, cool. Happy about that. You know, gotta love it. But yeah, so, you know, knowing what you're doing and all of that, and you know, from the doctors and the testing and the things, you know, that connection to your house and what you do for a living and all that is absolutely huge.
Very important.
You know, definitely very important. So I do want to get before the break here. I want to let everybody know that Mosby's got a promotion that we're starting now that goes until November 15th, and we're doing kitchens and we're doing windows and doors. So basically you can get 12 months, no payments, no interest, or you can get 5% off and still get financing with low monthly payments if you'd like. So come find us for that. We're going to get into a break and we'll be right back.
Listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back with Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Holper's Pest Control and Animal Solutions. And we are sitting here having a great conversation with Tom Wellington with Wellington Environmental, and they can take care of all of your mold, asbestos, all of these air quality needs. And I want to get, Tom, I want to get into my On the Road with Rich segment here because it involves you guys. And it's about the ductwork cleaning, you know, at my son's new townhouse. And, you know, how we were talking about companies that, you know, aren't real reliable. They really, you know, don't understand that they're in a service industry and, you know, they're you should serve people in other ways than just, you know, doing work or just cleaning their ductwork. They're like, our service is to clean your ductwork. That's what we do for you. And so, when you know, when we were working on my son's townhouse, as you know, we started to notice that just like the cold air return and all this stuff was really, really dirty. Like, it was pretty dirty. And so my daughter's boyfriend had just bought a house and he had his ductwork clean. And I told my wife, well, just call his mom and see who they use. I knew it was a friend of his dad. It was somebody he knew, like from where he worked and stuff. So she called him and then she called me and said, I talked to him, but they got all these weird questions and I couldn't even answer them right. You're going to need to call him. So I called him, and basically over the conversation, because his unit is in a closet and there's no basement, they just refused to come out and even look at it. They were basically like, oh, if we don't have so much area around the unit, blah, 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 you know, we just can't do it. And I'm like, well, I know it's a tricky situation, but I'm like, I can cut out some drywall in the garage to get to the ductwork and get you some access. And I think this can happen. And she says, if I send a guy out there, he's going to deem that it can't happen and he's going to leave and it's just going to waste his time. And I'm like, wow, that's okay. Wow, I was just shocked. Like, you won't even come look at this. Like, I have dirty ductwork, and I'm asking you to help me, and you're refusing. And I even said to her, well, even if we got it, like, 80% clean, isn't that better than, like, 0% clean? Like, I can't. And so we got off the phone, and I'm like, all right, I got to call Tom. I know they know what they're doing. I know that, you know, they got professional people. They clean mold out of ductwork. They can certainly get dust out of it. And I called you and, you know, you came out, looked at it with me. We marked off, like, we think this is how the ductwork's going, marked off, like, areas that I would open up, give you some access panels and stuff, and you could get to all these areas and, you know, get, you know, you were basically pretty confident you're going to get 100% of it.
Oh, yeah, when you did all the hard work.
Yeah, yeah. and actually, I got a fourth spot open because it didn't do exactly what I thought once I started looking into it. So I got a fourth spot open where they can get into the main run that runs right through the center of the place. So
that's great.
I think you'll be good to get to everything.
Yeah, and let me kind of tell you why we don't really advertise much on ductwork cleaning, even though we do it every week. And we do a lot of commercial duct cleaning. The reason why we don't advertise it with residential is because so many people out there advertise a very low price per vent.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get into the house and they say, well, you know, we forgot about the return line or we forgot about the A-coil. And so it jumps from a low amount to more than double.
Yeah.
And so it's very hard to convince people, hey, that's what you're going to be. We give one price, and it's no matter what, that's the price we're going to do it for. And it's usually less than what they end up wanting out of that. So, but we do it, because we, especially with the hot summers that we have and a lot of the commercial buildings that have a lot of outside air that also comes in. So we get a lot of mold that builds up in there as well as the dirt and things like that. So not only just like you mentioned before, duct cleaning, but we also clean the mold out of them. So in homes, we're constantly doing it. And as you know from construction, and you've been in construction a long time, that sometimes even on a new house, some of the trades, they leave a lot of things in the ductwork. And it's amazing how dirty it is. Even you think, wow, I'm getting a brand new house, it's so clean. Well, but the ductwork isn't.
Yeah, yeah. And behind the walls everywhere, I mean, they leave stuff, you know, all over the place. And in the yard, you know, like discussing with Holpers about the termites and everything, there'll be wood scraps that fall down by your footing that they just may not bother to pick up. I had a neighbor across the street from me that had a part of his yard in the front yard that, you know, he just couldn't keep grass growing right and it kept dying. And so he, you know, called me over one day, was like, hey, look at this. I've been battling this for years since they built this house. And I'm looking at this dead spot of grass. And it's, the more I looked at it, I'm like, it looks like it's almost like a perfect square. It was a half a sheet of plywood about 3 inches below the dirt. And you need about 4 good inches of soil to grow grass and grass roots and everything. So it would take, but then it just wouldn't survive.
Oh, and, my goodness.
And it's like, yeah, want termites? Leave a half a sheet of plywood in your front yard. You know, like they tell you, don't even stack firewood close to your house on the surface, you know, much less leave some 2x4s and some plywood out in the dirt. You know, that'll get them real quick, you know. And so, yeah, it's amazing. These people, when you build new, they are hyper-focused. They are fast. They are doing their job. If they go outside the box, I would have to say if a carpenter jumped down into the hole around the foundation, the overdig, to pick up wood, he would probably get in trouble because he's spending too much time on something that's not productive. You know, that sort of thing. So it's a culture.
Yeah. I have one not too far from here where they built a brand new house. You know, they tear down, build a new house on two lots. And the basement, I think there was something wrong with the concrete. And so one of the settlements was, hey, the builder said, I'm going to put epoxy coating on the floor in the basement, make it look nice. House is all finished. The air conditioners are running. There's 3 air conditioners in the house. He sends over the painter. The painter has to scarify the floor in the basement, meaning you're taking diamond grinders and grinding that floor. And they didn't shut off the HVAC system. And now you've got silica everywhere in the house. And I mean, this is a huge lawsuit. And it's every floor, every place in the house. And certain types of silica are a health issue as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've been working with them in court trying to get them to a final settlement so they can clean this house. But the people haven't been in 2 years.
Oh,
brand new house.
Gosh. And, you know, it's a shame that stuff like that takes so long, you know, to get through. And, you know, it's like out in O'Fallon by me where, you know, a company hit a gas line, you know, doing boring and putting in fiber optic lines, and the gas went under the home and it blew the home up and it destroyed, you know, the home's gone and it destroyed, you know, 3-4 houses around it. And if you drive by there today, it looks just like it did almost 2 years ago when that happened.
Wow.
And I'm like, why do these people not have a new house? This is cut and dry.
Yeah.
You know, how hard is it to figure out that their house blew up and someone should build them a new one? You know, and they're fighting over, you know, everybody's subcontracted, who's insurance, and they've got all this stuff going on. It's like, just man up and build them a home and everyone around them. You know, I just can't even believe it's still sitting there like that. So, yeah, it's a real shame that those, you know, it takes so long to figure that stuff out and settle that stuff.
I wanted to mention one more thing. On the mold side of things, one of the things we have been working on diligently for the last couple of years is the fact that distinguishing between surface mold and actual mold that's been caused by a water event. So when it's surface mold, it's usually caused by high humidity. If the humidity gets above 60% in the house, there's enough moisture in the air that mold will colonize and settle on things. But with the new chemicals that we have been researching, we can actually get that mold off and the drywall doesn't have to come out. So we first have a vacuum it, then we treat it with this chemical, and then we put an antimicrobial agent on it, but it's not continuing to drive into that drywall. So it can save people thousands of dollars versus and time, because I'm not ripping out drywall and then somebody's got to come back in and put new drywall in, paint, sand, tape, and that kind of thing. So it's important to be able to distinguish that. In fact, we've done it for a few hotels here in town as well. And it saved them, I think on one project, it was like $700,000 that we saved them.
Wow.
On that versus what they would have done conventionally.
And that's why they call it practicing. We come up with all this new stuff, right? We're figuring it out. We're getting that. That's great. I didn't even know that there was a way for the surface in order to do that, because I've definitely seen a lot of that. All the work I've done over the years, you know, with, well, a shout out to Bill Hunt, who's retired now.
Yes.
But I mean, I've done so many projects with Bill over the past 20 years and you guys. And, you know, and that's something I think that's good for people to know is you know, when it is that moisture event, you need to take care of the moisture or it's just not going to help you. Just the cleanup, it's just going to come back. You know, so we've teamed up on so many things where I can handle, you know, where's the water coming from, stop the moisture, control the humidity, do the stuff we need, and then you guys clean everything up and make them healthy, and it works out really well. So I've enjoyed that, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
One more quick time. How can people find you?
Yeah, they can either call us at 314-644-4930, or on the internet, it's environmentalcare.com.
Yep. And for Mosby, 314-909-1800, callmosby.com. Don't forget about our kitchen sale, our window door sale, 5% off with low monthly payments or 12 months, no payments, no interest. So, Tom, it was great to have you on.
Thank you, Rich.
It was great conversation. I hope it helped people, and I'll talk to everybody else next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back with Ride at Home with Rich, brought to you by Holper's Pest Control and Animal Solutions. And we are sitting here having a great conversation with Tom Wellington with Wellington Environmental, and they can take care of all of your mold, asbestos, all of these air quality needs. And I want to get, Tom, I want to get into my On the Road with Rich segment here because it involves you guys. And it's about the ductwork cleaning, you know, at my son's new townhouse. And, you know, how we were talking about companies that, you know, aren't real reliable. They really, you know, don't understand that they're in a service industry and, you know, they're, you should serve people in other ways than just, you know, doing work or just cleaning their ductwork. They're like, our service is to clean your ductwork. That's what we do for you. And so, when, you know, when we were working on my son's townhouse, as you know, we started to notice that just like the cold air return and all this stuff was really, really dirty. Like, it was pretty dirty. And so my daughter's boyfriend had just bought a house and he had his ductwork clean. And I told my wife, well, just call his mom and see who they use. I knew it was a friend of his dad. It was somebody he knew, like from where he worked and stuff. So she called him and then she called me and said, I talked to him, but they got all these weird questions and I couldn't even answer them right. You're going to need to call him. So I called him and basically over the conversation, because his unit is in a closet and there's no basement, they just refused to come out and even look at it. They were basically like, oh, if we don't have so much area around the unit, blah, 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 you know, we just can't do it. And I'm like, well, I know it's a tricky situation, but I'm like, I can cut out some drywall in the garage to get to the ductwork and get you some access. And I think this can happen. And she says, if I send a guy out there, he's going to deem that it can't happen and he's going to leave and it's just going to waste his time. And I'm like, wow, that's okay. Wow, I was just shocked. Like, you won't even come look at this. Like, I have dirty ductwork, and I'm asking you to help me, and you're refusing. And I even said to her, well, even if we got it, like, 80% clean, isn't that better than, like, 0% clean? Like, I can't. And so we got off the phone, and I'm like, all right, I got to call Tom. I know they know what they're doing. I know that, you know, they got professional people. They clean mold out of ductwork. They can certainly get dust out of it. And I called you and, you know, you came out, looked at it with me. We marked off, like, we think this is how the ductwork's going, marked off like areas that I would open up, give you some access panels and stuff. And you could get to all these areas and, you know, get, you know, you were basically pretty confident you're going to get 100% of it.
Oh, yeah. When you did all the hard work.
Yeah, yeah. and actually, I got a fourth spot open because it didn't do exactly what I thought once I started looking into it. So I got a fourth spot open where they can get into the main run that runs right through the center of the place. So
that's great.
I think you'll be good to get to everything.
Yeah, and let me kind of tell you why we don't really advertise much on ductwork cleaning, even though we do it every week. And we do a lot of commercial duct cleaning. The reason why we don't advertise it with residential is because so many people out there advertise a very low price per vent.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get into the house and they say, well, you know, we forgot about the return line or we forgot about the A-coil. And so it jumps from a low amount to more than double.
Yeah.
And so it's very hard to convince people, hey, that's what you're going to be. We give one price and it's no matter what, that's the price we're going to do it for. And it's usually less than what they end up wanting out of that. So, but we do it, because especially with the hot summers that we have and a lot of the commercial buildings that have a lot of outside air that also comes in. So we get a lot of mold that builds up in there as well as the dirt and things like that. So not only just like you mentioned before, duct cleaning, but we also clean the mold out of them. So in homes, we're constantly doing it. And as you know from construction, and you've been in construction a long time, that sometimes even on a new house, some of the trades, they leave a lot of things in the ductwork. And it's amazing how dirty it is. Even you think, wow, I'm getting a brand new house. It's so clean. Well, but the ductwork isn't.
Yeah, yeah. And behind the walls everywhere, I mean, they leave stuff, all over the place. And in the yard, like discussing with Holpers about the termites and everything, there'll be wood scraps that fall down by your footing that they just may not bother to pick up. I had a neighbor across the street from me that had a part of his yard in the front yard that, he just couldn't keep grass growing right and it kept dying. And so he, called me over one day, was like, hey, look at this. I've been battling this for years since they built this house. And I'm looking at this dead spot of grass. And it's, the more I looked at it, I'm like, it looks like it's almost like a perfect square. It was a half a sheet of plywood, about 3 inches below the dirt. And you need about 4 good inches of soil to grow grass and grass roots and everything. So it would take, but then it just wouldn't survive.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like, want termites? Leave a half a sheet of plywood in your front yard. they tell you don't even stack firewood close to your house on the surface, much less leave some 2x4s and some plywood out in the dirt. That'll get them real quick, And so, it's amazing. These people, when you build new, they are hyper-focused. They are fast. They are doing their job. If they go outside the box, I would have to say if a carpenter jumped down into the hole around the foundation, the overdig, to pick up wood, he would probably get in trouble because he's spending too much time on something that's not productive. That sort of thing. So it's a culture.
Yeah. I have one not too far from here where they built a brand new house. They tear down, build a new house on two lots. And the basement, I think there was something wrong with the concrete. And so one of the settlements was, hey, the builder said, I'm going to put epoxy coating on the floor in the basement, make it look nice. House is all finished. The air conditioners are running. There's 3 air conditioners in the house. He sends over the painter. The painter has to scarify the floor in the basement, meaning you're taking diamond grinders and grinding that floor. And they didn't shut off the HVAC system. And now you've got silica everywhere in the house. And I mean, this is a huge lawsuit. And it's every floor, every place in the house. And certain types of silica are a health issue as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've been working with them in court trying to get them to a final settlement so they can clean this house. But the people haven't been in 2 years.
Oh,
brand new house.
And, it's a shame that stuff like that takes so long, to get through. And, it's like out in O'Fallon by me, where, you know, a company hit a gas line, you know, doing boring and putting in fiber optic lines, and the gas went under the home and it blew the home up and it destroyed, you know, the home's gone and it destroyed, you know, 3-4 houses around it. And if you drive by there today, it looks just like it did almost 2 years ago when that happened.
Wow.
And I'm like, why do these people not have a new house? This is cut and dry.
Yeah.
You know, how hard is it to figure out that their house blew up and someone should build them a new one? You know, and they're fighting over, you know, everybody's subcontracted, who's insurance, and they've got all this stuff going on. It's like, just man up and build them a home and everyone around them. You know, I just can't even believe it's still sitting there like that. So, yeah, it's a real shame that those, you know, it takes so long to figure that stuff out and settle that stuff.
I wanted to mention one more thing. On the mold side of things, one of the things we have been working on diligently for the last couple of years is the fact that distinguishing between surface mold and actual mold that's been caused by a water event. So when it's surface mold, it's usually caused by high humidity. If the humidity gets above 60% in the house, there's enough moisture in the air that mold will colonize and settle on things. But with the new chemicals that we have been researching, we can actually get that mold off and the drywall doesn't have to come out. So we first have a vacuum it, then we treat it with this chemical, and then we put an antimicrobial agent on it, but it's not continuing to drive into that drywall. So it can save people thousands of dollars versus and time, because I'm not ripping out drywall and then somebody's got to come back in and put new drywall in, paint, sand, tape, and that kind of thing. So it's important to be able to distinguish that. In fact, we've done it for a few hotels here in town as well, and it saved them. I think on one project, it was like $700,000 that we saved them on that versus what they would have done conventionally.
And that's why they call it practicing. We come up with all this new stuff, right? We're figuring it out. We're getting that. That's great. I didn't even know that there was a way for the surface in order to do that, because I've definitely seen a lot of that. All the work I've done over the years, you know, with, a shout out to Bill Hunt, who's retired now, but I've done so many projects with Bill over the past 20 years and you guys, and, you know, and that's something I think that's good for people to know is you know, when it is that moisture event, you need to take care of the moisture or it's just not going to help you. Just the cleanup, it's just going to come back. You know, so we've teamed up on so many things where I can handle, you know, where's the water coming from, stop the moisture, control the humidity, do the stuff we need, and then you guys clean everything up and make them healthy, and it works out really well. So I've enjoyed that, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
One more quick time. How can people find you?
Yeah, they can either call us at 314-644-4930, or on the internet, it's environmentalcare.com.
Yep. And for Mosby, 314-909-1800, call Mosby.com. Don't forget about our kitchen sale, our window door sale, 5% off with low monthly payments or 12 months, no payments, no interest. So, Tom, it was great to have you on.
Thank you, Rich.
It was great conversation. I hope it helped people, and I'll talk to everybody else next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going up. down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.